I don't think Reagan himself was caught up as much in the debate as everyone thinks. I think Reagan saw the dramatic possibilities of this, but he also had seen the Berlin Wall before. He'd seen it on an earlier trip, and he considered it to be a truly ugly monument to human slavery. And he had a personal feeling about it that I think somehow got lost in this, in the debate about who said what to whom. And I think that he very much, he decided. I mean, you know, the text gets circulated, and those words, which I think were written by Peter Robinson, one of the speechwriters, originally, they and Reagan edited them and changed them a little, as he always did things. And they came out, and they put them back in. And Reagan said, I think at one point, well, he was going to give the speech. And I think everybody realized that as you approach the day, that Reagan was going to give the speech the way he wanted to give it, with those words in it.
Well, in addition to the drama, the location there at the Brandenburg Gate was dramatic.
It was an unusual speech for President Reagan, or for any president. I was with him that day. I was just below him when he gave that speech. And I mean, I've heard a lot of Reagan speeches, and I didn't, as with anybody who hears somebody speak a lot, you don't always get this moved by him in the same way. And I was struck by this speech. I still get goosebumps when I hear recordings of it. In one of my books, we have this CD, which we attached to it, and has different Reagan clips. And the one that is the most stirring by far is that excerpt from the Reagan speech. But now, he had toured the wall that morning. And if you tour that wall, which I was on that tour also, it's very emotional, but because you saw these graffiti and these tributes to people who died crossing the wall. He's usually, a president's giving a speech in an auditorium or a university or a hall. He's giving the speech out of doors. He's had this emotional experience this morning. The phrases have been a contention within his administration. And that note that seems anger when he says, Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. He's angry, all right, but he's not angry at Gorbachev. What he's angry at is the speakers that are trying to drown him out from the East German side of the wall and the other side of the Brandenburg Gate. So he's raising his voice to be heard above the speakers. So you have this unusual setting where the person giving the speech, Reagan, has deep feelings about it, where he's just been sort of, his emotions are raw because he's just toured the wall, and also they're trying to drown him out. And so all of those things together, it seemed to me, brought out the dramatic quality in Reagan and produced what I think is one of the more stirring moments of his presidency.
In your opinion, looking back, do you think that speech helped to finally bring down the Berlin Wall?
Yes, but I don't think there's a one-to-one relationship between Reagan's speech and the coming down of the Berlin Wall. I think we know now that the wall would have come down anyway. But I think it helped. The speech was heard in the Soviet Union. Word of it got out. One of the things that we've learned about the flow of information into societies that are equipped with computers and modern instruments of communication, probably isn't true for North Korea, but it's certainly true today for Iran, is that ordinary people become aware of what is being said outside. And when Reagan went to Moscow, Reagan was popular within the Soviet Union once people began to realize that he wasn't the cowboy and the adventurer that he'd been portrayed by the communist propaganda, particularly among young people. When Reagan went up to Lenin University and spoke, these two young women students there are saying afterward to each other in Russian, I can understand why he's called the great communicator. And they knew a lot about him. And I think that the fact that he stood for freedom, and that they were all turned on by Perestroika and Gorbachev and the reforms that he was trying to make, I think you can say that this had an indirect effect. But it wasn't any one speech. What had an impact was that you had a president of the United States who talked to the Russian people and who was saying, in effect, you can be free.